بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، اخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم واكرمنا بنور الفهم وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، after the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And once again, my brothers and sisters in Islam, after our beloved guest, the month of Ramadan had came past with all its blessings and mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal, and now the month of Ramadan left us for another year. We are back into the old program that we've been holding for the last 5 years here at this place, Lakemba Mosque, Mondays and Thursdays after Salat al-Isha. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's keeping this brotherhood to this day, and I ask Him to keep that brotherhood to the day of judgment. A brotherhood established and built on the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, reminding one another about Allah Azza wa Jal and the best of our deen and our hereafter, and a brotherhood that's built on iman and respect. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen this brotherhood and to keep this brotherhood. As I said, a beautiful guest that came past for 30 days or 29 days, the month of Ramadan. A beautiful month that means a lot to us and changes a lot from our life. Some people made a great changes in this month. You look at them and they look at themselves, how they used to be before the month of Ramadan and how they are now. Big difference. Big difference in their iman. Big difference inside them. Big difference in the worship. Big difference in the way they think. And that's the whole idea of the month of Ramadan. A month full of barakah. A month full of iman, full of fee, full of piety. You wake up on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You sleep on the words of Allah azza wa jal. You attend the mosque, if not 5 times a day, 4 times a day. If not 4 times a day, 3 times a day. Minimum twice or once a day. A month constantly reciting the Qur'an al-Kareem. Hearing and listening to the Qur'an al-Kareem. A month constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A month that you constantly know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. And as we said, one of the great aspects from behind the month of Ramadan is to increase the taqwa. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you could increase your taqwa. And taqwa, piety, is to know that Allah Azza wa Jalla is watching you. When the Muslims and the believers really have that in their hearts, that Allah is watching me, I am being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once I have that in my heart 100%, then I'll be firm on the deen of Allah. Because when I believe that Allah is watching me 100%, I would never allow myself to do something that would disobey my Lord, or would disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or make Allah angry, or make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not pleased from me. A month was full of brotherhood. meeting your Muslim brothers, meeting your Muslim sisters. You constantly come to the mosque, you see a beautiful smile. You leave with a beautiful smile, giving the salam, assalamu alaikum. You probably gave some more salam in one day of the month of Ramadan than you give a salam in one full month outside the month of Ramadan. A month full of lessons. You attend the Salat al-Jama'ah every day and you listen to a lot of the lessons about the Iman, about Allah, about His Prophet, about the Quran. All this beautiful month. And subhanAllah, with a lot of joy and excitement that you come, every night you find thousands of people here. Thousands of people here standing together worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful month. What a beautiful month. And what a beautiful moments and times in that month. Now that month came to an end. That month came to an end. But does our worship come to an end? Does our worship come to an end with the ending of this month? Does our brotherhood come to an end with the end of this month? Does our attendance to the mosque come to an end with the ending of this month? Does the recitation of the Quran al-Kareem come to an end with the end of this month? Does the salam or respecting one another come to an end at the end of this month? Does the attendance to the Jama'ah prayer and the mosque come to an end with the end of this month? It's very sad to see people, they gain what they gain in this month. They gain the iman, they gain the taqwa, they gain the steadfastness on being straightforward, of being steadfast on the prayers, on reciting the Quran. And then by the end of that month, all these worships come to an end. كَالَّذِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran al-Kareem, as a woman sews the clothing, after she finished sewing the clothing, she opens up the clothing, she opens up all the sewings, like all the effort was put for nothing. Yes, this month had ended, but it does not end with our worship. It does not end with our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why a lot of the scholars refer to the month of Ramadan, not as a ending point, as a beginning point. A beginning point between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. Not an ending point. A beginning point between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A beginning point between you and the Quran al-Kareem. A beginning point between you and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why the shaitan attacks us from two. He attacks us before the month of Ramadan. And once again he attacks us after the month of Ramadan. And he comes strong before the month of Ramadan. And he comes out very strong after the month of Ramadan. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the month of Sha'ban, شَهْرٌ يَخْفُلَ عَنْهُ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. A month that a lot of people neglect that month. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, take care of that month with a lot of his prayers, with a lot of his fasting. And same thing after the month of Ramadan, he encouraged us to fast another 6 days. So we could have that continuous point with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't stop before the month of Ramadan and after the month of Ramadan. So my brothers and sisters, do not let go of what you've gained in the month of Ramadan. You've gained that in the month of Ramadan, take care of it. Now the shaitan is working so hard to make you lose what you've gained in the month of Ramadan. And your whole year, you wait for that month so you could fix yourself, strengthen yourself. Fix your relationship between you and Allah Azza wa Jalla. Keep away from the haram. Be steady on the halal. And then when that month ends, you go back to your old habits. How could that happen? How could you leave that after you've tasted the beautiful taste of being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How could you leave it after tasting the beautiful taste of praying the jama'ah at the mosque, or constantly praying jama'ah at the mosque? How could you leave the beautiful taste of reading the Quran after you've recited the Quran in the month of Ramadan? So my brothers and sisters, be firm. Now the month of Ramadan had finished, had ended, but it's a beginning for you with Allah Azza wa Jal. To stay firm and to stay steadfast. And one of the most important things, Ikhwan, one of the most important things is attending the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially to the brothers. The houses of Allah is what maintains you. You need that maintenance, you need that protection. The houses of Allah, especially at this time and era and these environments that we live in these days, the best and the greatest place that you could maintain yourself at is the house of Allah. So be a regular comer to the house of Allah. As you were in the month of Ramadan, you could do it after the month of Ramadan. You did it in Ramadan, you could do it after the month of Ramadan. You were attached to the house of Allah before Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan, you could be attached to the house of Allah after the month of Ramadan. And if you want Allah to protect you from the shaitan, then go to those places where Allah loves, and that's the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal. And keep away from those places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't love. So the houses of Allah, be a regular comer to the house of Allah. And I guess that's one of the most important things. That Allah Azza wa Jal made 5 prayers during the day and night, and they are held in the house of Allah to keep you firm. Keep you firm and steadfast on the deen of Allah. So try and work hard to be from the regular comers of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, have the right friends. Have the right friends. Have the right companions. Those bad friendships that you had before the month of Ramadan, you should not have them after the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an easy path for you to be away from them. So don't go back to them. Do not go back to people who disobey Allah Azza wa Jal or accept Allah to be disobeyed. How could you be around an environment such? A such environment that it's only disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or disrespecting the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. A brother gives me a call after the month of Ramadan and tells me, subhanallah, I have not mentioned a swearing word all the way through the month of Ramadan only to this day. Subhanallah. And look how much people come out of the month of Ramadan. You are so firm, you are so strong in the month of Ramadan. You stop the evil, you stop looking at the evil, you stop saying the evil, you stop hearing the evil. Stay like that after the month of Ramadan. Because, ikhwani, this is a natural thing. It takes a lot of time and a lot of hardships and a lot of work to build it. But subhanallah, it could be destroyed in a so easy and a so simple way. It takes so hard to build the iman, and then in a sudden you could destroy it, and the whole iman could be collapsed. If you're really jealous about your iman, you're really jealous about your relationship between you and Allah Azza wa Jalla, be firm. Do not let go of it. So this month, you came out with a lot of good things. Yeah, if you don't believe it, look at yourself. Look at the way you think. In the month of Ramadan, you all the time is to think about the salah, you think about the siyam, you think about the Quran, you think about the taraweeh. So your way of thinking is changed. The only place that you used to all the time think about to go to is the mosque or the gathering of knowledge. So the way you think is changed. In the month of Ramadan, you stop saying all those bad, stupid, rude or swearing words or evil words. So alhamdulillah, you've changed. You had the thought of the haram or doing the haram. So all these changes happened to anyone that fasted in this month. Stay like that. Don't go back to your old habits. And as I said, one of the most important and one of the greatest things that could keep you steadfast and maintain you and protect you is the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal. And your friendship. Ikhwani, choose your friends. Choose the proper friends. Do not allow yourself to be in a gathering where Allah has been disobeyed. Do not be in a gathering where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like you to be in. The hellfire. People that don't like to see you disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be around those people. Wallahi ikhwani, this friendship, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that the friends in the hereafter, ba'dhum li ba'dan adu. They are both enemies illa al-muttaqin. Except those ones who used to fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Except those ones who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the friendship in the hereafter, none of this friendship or this foolish friendship that we have in this world will help us in the hereafter except the righteous friendship. So choose your friends. Make sure you have the good friends. Ikhwani, your friends, it's what you get influence from. So if you're going to be around people who disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, do something wrong, you're going to be with them. Go around, look for people that, if you look at them, as one of the scholars say, a believer, if you look at him, he reminds you about Allah. Be around those friendship. Be around people that if you look at them, you just remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remember Allah Azza wa Jal. You remember obeying Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You remember the Iman. You remember the Taqwa. They remind you of Allah Azza wa Jal. Be around those top people. The other thing is, Ikhwan, is reciting the Quran al-Karim. Even if it's little. Even if you recite half a page a day. Wallahi, ya Ikhwan. Half a page a day will make a big difference during the whole day. Reciting half a page of the Quran when you start your morning or when you end your day will make a big difference in your day and night. When you wake up in the morning, you start your day with reading a page or half a page of the Quran al-Kareem. This page will protect you throughout the whole day from you falling into something that you should not fall into. You've taken Allah's protection. Because at the back of your mind, I just read Quran now. How am I going to do something that Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't want me to do? Recite the Quran al-Kareem. Do not detach yourself from the Quran al-Kareem. Especially now in the month of Ramadan, since you are attached to the Quran, do not detach yourself from it. Do not split from it. Do not break your relationship between you and the Quran al-Kareem. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, about what the Quran will say to Allah, that Allah, they have taken me as a negligent thing. They neglected me, ya Allah. They not have the Quran just a script on the roof or on your bookshelf, on the shelf, neglecting the Quran al-Kareem. Attach yourself to it, even if it's reciting one page a day. This is a very important thing, Ikhwan. One page does not take you 5 minutes. Have that steadfastness that you stick yourself to reciting the Quran al-Kareem. Also, my brothers and sisters, we got ourselves used to the good manners in the month of Ramadan. Not saying the rude words, not saying the bad words. All the time having a good smile, giving salam. Keep that. Stay the way you are. In the month of Ramadan, we got used to giving, donating in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I know the people that collect money, they say in the month of Ramadan, we all the time kill it. People just give and give and give. People have that love of giving something in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do not stop after the month of Ramadan. Continue doing that. Even if it's something small. Even if it's a dollar in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do not stop yourself from giving in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do not stop yourself from being generous. The quality of generosity is a great quality. A quality of the prophets and the messengers and a quality of the companions. The quality of generosity, keep it. You got used to it in the month of Ramadan. Continue that quality and keep that quality within you. In the month of Ramadan, people were competing. I want to invite this guy, I want to invite that guy over my house so I could feed them, so I could get the rewards. These rewards don't stop. You could still get those rewards. Continue that quality of inviting people, of being generous to people, by feeding people, giving something to people. Have that quality and continue that quality after the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, we're looking forward, ya ikhwan, to Salat al-Tarawih, Salat al-Fajr. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever prays Salat al-Isha in Jama'ah, it's like he had prayed half of the night. And whoever prays Salat al-Fajr in Jama'ah, is like they prayed the full night. SubhanAllah, you see a big difference in all the prayers, between those prayers on Salat al-Isha and Salat al-Fajr. People look forward to those prayers. Maybe because they wake up all the night. Or maybe because they love those prayers. They make a big difference. Ikhwan, keep it. At least Salat al-Fajr, Salat al-Isha. Keep on coming. If you did it in the month of Ramadan, you could still do it after the month of Ramadan. You could still continue doing it after the month of Ramadan. Remembering Allah, Ikhwan. Remembering Allah was a constant thing. Remember Allah Azza wa Jal after the month of Ramadan. Do not stop your tongue from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have that tongue, use that tongue for the good. This tongue could be used for the worst, it could be used for the best. Luqman al-Hakim was asked one day by his master to slaughter a sheep and to bring the best and the most beautiful part of it. So he brought him the tongue. And then another few days, he told him to slaughter another sheep and to bring the worst and ugliest part. He brought him the tongue. So he told him, I asked you to bring me the best of parts in that sheep, and you got me the tongue. And then I asked you the same to bring me the ugliest part, and you got me the tongue. He said, how beautiful that part could be when it wants to be beautiful, and how ugly that part could be who wants to be ugly. That tan, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, whoever could guarantee what's between their beard and their mouth, and what's between their thighs, which is their private parts, from falling into evil or saying any evil, I guarantee them paradise. So this tan in the month of Ramadan was monitored and was looked after very well, and was remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla, constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep it. Get this tan used to that. You got used to it in the month of Ramadan, you could stay like that after the month of Ramadan. And ikhwan, all these good, beautiful qualities that we came out, wallahi, just look at yourself, you could see that. Look inside you. Look outside you. Look around you. You see a big difference between how you were before the month of Ramadan and how you came out to be at the end of the month of Ramadan. So it's a beginning for you. Yes, the month of Ramadan came to an end, but it's a beginning for you. Ikhwani, stick by it. Do not let go of it. And as again I said, al-istiqama, steadfastness, is one of the greatest things and the most beloved things to Allah Azza wa Jal. A man tells the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me, I want to ask you something that I do not ask anyone after you. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, I believe in Allah and be steadfast. Be steadfast. It's not about worshipping Allah in the month of Ramadan and then turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the month of Ramadan. No, I worship Allah Azza wa Jal and I get closer to Allah in the month of Ramadan, and after the month of Ramadan I'll continue. And ikhwani, lastly, is this environment. Stick yourself by the environments. Ikhwani, attending the house of Allah makes a big difference. Whoever cares about their iman, and whoever cares and is jealous about their faith, and about their relationship between them and Allah Azza wa Jal, be a constant and a regular comer to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's why we have programs like these, like Mondays, like Thursdays, other programs, inshallah, throughout the week, other activities. Be part of them, ikhwan. Be part of them and shield yourself from the shaitan. Protect yourself from the shaitan, because shaitan is a clear enemy. Aduwwun mubin, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, a clear, evident enemy. Just an enemy that wants to take you down. Not an enemy that wants to take you up or keep you in one place. The shaitan wants to destroy you. The shaitan wants to destroy you and see you destroyed. So it will be very foolish and dumb from me or you to listen to him and follow him. And we know the tricks of the shaitan. Obviously, when you want to do something wrong and evil, that's a trick from the shaitan. Do not fall into it. Be firm and be steadfast. Inshallah, ikhwani, as again I said, we are starting again these programs. Be part of the da'wah, calling people to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. For every person you bring to the house of Allah, for every person you call to pray, for every person you call to do some good, you get their rewards. You get their rewards and every single reward they call for. So it's a great investment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the greatest investments with Allah Azza wa Jal is to call people to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. As Allah says, and there is no better word than someone calling to Allah and do the righteous deeds, or does the righteous deeds, and says, I am from among the Muslims. I am from among the Muslims. One of the greatest things is to call to Allah Azza wa Jal. So be from those du'at who call to Allah Azza wa Jal. Be from those who call to the khair. Be from those who stop the shar, the evil. Be from those who change. Be from those who change for the good. There's a lot of people working so hard to change to the bad. Corrupt people's mind and corrupt the communities and corrupt the teenagers. You be from those ones who call to the good and change people to the good and the better, and change the way the people think. You be from the du'at. And if you want to be from the du'at, a sincere da'i, Allah Azza wa Jal will accept you to be one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use you to be one. Allah Azza wa Jal will use you to be one, ikhwan. Remember this. If you sincerely want Allah Azza wa Jal to accept you, to work for his religion, Allah Azza wa Jal will accept you and use you. So be from those. Inshallah, let's all of us work on the good and invite people, inshallah, to the khair. Subhanak Allah bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. May Allah reward you all for listening.